USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has canceled next week's scheduled second presidential debate. After announcing plans to take the debate virtual, President Trump said he wasn't interested in debating via computer. He told Fox News he would be open to the idea of an outdoor debate.
Outside is better than inside, as you know, with this crazy thing that's gone on. But I would have no problem with it. But, you know, we've always had a problem with this commission. This commission's been ridiculous, frankly. But who wants to do a debate on a computer? I don't. Virtual debate. You got to be there. We did great on the last debate. You have to be there. You have to see the person. You can't do it on a computer.
In a statement Friday, the commission said that it understands both candidates have plans to be elsewhere on Thursday night, and it's instead focusing on the final scheduled debate on October 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee. This is USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. But you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
Bond has been set at $10 million for two men accused in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Pete Musico and Joseph Morrison are charged with multiple counts of terrorism, gang membership, and conspiracy in an alleged plot to kidnap the governor from her vacation home. Six more people face federal charges in the plot, and another seven, linked to a Michigan paramilitary group, have been charged in state court for allegedly planning a raid on the Michigan State Capitol building. Tropical Storm Delta continues to soak the Gulf Coast as it moves through Louisiana. More than 700,000 people in Louisiana, Texas, and parts of Mississippi remain without power. The storm made landfall Friday evening as a Category 2 hurricane. And even though it has significantly weakened, the National Weather Service says Delta will continue to impact portions of the Gulf Coast with storm surge, heavy rainfall, flooding, and dangerous winds as it advances northward. It's expected to move into northern Mississippi and the Tennessee Valley later today and into Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A federal judge is blocking a decision by Texas Governor Greg Abbott that would have limited each county in the state to one ballot drop-off point for this year's election. In a 46-page decision, Judge Robert Pittman declared the rule would negatively impact voters, forcing absentee voters to travel farther, wait in longer lines, and open them up to exposure to coronavirus. Judge Pittman added that any confusion from the late change in the rules would be offset by expanded voting access. In tough times like these, one worker in Ohio finds it does pay to be nice. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
An Ohio mother decided to treat her three kids to McDonald's after football practice on September 22nd. The only problem, after she ordered, she realized she'd left her purse at home in a rush to be on time. Brittany Reed says cashier Wyatt Jones didn't hesitate, whipped out his card, and paid for the meal. Ms. Reed posted on a local Facebook page, hoping Wyatt's parents would see what a kind kid they raised. She learned he was saving to buy a car, started a GoFundMe page, and as of October 7th, raised nearly $35,000 from more than 2,000 donors. Happy travels, young man. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
And the American League Championship Series is set after the Tampa Bay Rays beat the New York Yankees 2-1 on Friday night in Game 5 of their divisional series. The Rays will meet the Houston Astros for the right to play in the World Series. The L.A. Dodgers and Atlanta Braves will square off in the National League Championship Series. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.